Can that be negative for the harmony of a team?
You know, obviously, you know, there are certain situations where, you know, players get fired up, and, you know, we had an opportunity to end the game and get a first down and not give the ball back to Washington. Offensively, we didn't do our job, you know, that second last possession when I missed Akeem on the sideline and didn't get a first down. And so, you know, we were disappointed and felt we didn't do our job there. So, obviously, we were able to keep our cool and come back and get, you know, make the plays that we needed to win.
Are you happy he didn't smack you on the helmet like he did Clicker?
Yeah, you know, but obviously, he, you know, Ahmad gives it all, and he does a great job and, you know, running hard. And I think he thought he had a shot to break one, a bigger run on that play. So he's trying to do his, you know, make sure those guys know that, he tries to do everything to protect and give them opportunities to make plays. He wants the same in return.
Did you talk to him at any point on the sideline, or did you just kind of let him, you know?
No, didn't say anything.
Victor was talking about the winning play. It seemed that, was it a somewhat of a side adjustment where he noticed the safety was a little bit flat-footed, and then, but you had to read that as well because he could have just gone for a first down instead of going deep?
Yeah, I mean, basically, he has some options that he can run on that route, but based off that coverage, that was very obvious, that with that safety low, real low and outside, that he was on a run through and just run a seam, and he read it read it correctly, and we've done that a few times in the past, so it wasn't something we were unprepared for or you know, that doesn't happen very often. He does a good job of making that read and read it perfectly and hit the big play.
So that occurs before the play, like when you're lined up, you both kind of know, but you're, or does it happen during the play?
No, it happens during the play. As he's running up and he sees that safety real low and outside of him, he's in a run through.
Read your quote yesterday. You said when you let it go, you weren't at the point where you had seen his decision. I knew
he was gonna, run through. I think, we've been running that play a long time. We've had great success on it. So I knew he was on a run through. It's one of those, you got to hold it an extra second sometimes just to make sure he's doing exactly what you think. But, you know, he didn't give any indication he was doing something else. It was full speed the whole way. And let it go and took a hit and heard the crowd cheering. So I figured that was a good sign.
Eli, you guys are playing.
Probably not. Right.
When did you see it? You didn't see it at all. You didn't see the catch or the run, right?
I didn't see the catch until today. Or I saw it last night. I saw it last night, him making the catch on highlights and stuff. But yeah, so it was a great job by him. Catching it, but threw a good ball. Was able to keep him in stride, which was important. That ensured that he was going to be able to score. Get the touchdown, not have to slow down. And obviously you take a 40-yard gain or whatever it's going to be, but to get the touchdowns, a big play at that moment.
Eli, you guys have now seen Philly, Washington, and Dallas. How much tougher is this division than you even thought it was going to be?
You know, it's always going to be tough, and it's great teams and guys you go against a bunch, and so it's not a whole lot of fooling the other team. It's about execution and about making everybody making the right plays, and knowing it's going to be tough sometimes, and they got good players, but we're just have to make more plays than the opposing team, and we were able to do that yesterday.
How significant is this opportunity to go to Dallas and separate yourselves a little bit in the division now that you've got this win against Washington and you got an opportunity to?
Yeah, obviously yesterday was a big win. We needed a win in the division. It was important, and obviously we got another opportunity. And Dallas is, they're playing good football, and they play tight games, and their defense is always good. Their offense always has the ability to score a lot of points. So we got to know we got to play better offensively. We got to do some things, and we're close. We're making a lot of good plays, and there really are. There really are a lot of big plays and outstanding individual efforts, but we got to be a little bit more sound. We got to make some plays that we are missing by a little bit and just avoid some of the mistakes.
Eli, is there something about you seizing the moment in a big situation in the fourth quarter, or do you just take it as all in stride?
Yeah, I mean, I think I was disappointed. I missed the one to Akeem on the sideline. You know, that was our opportunity. That was our opportunity right there. That we could have won the game. We could have finished it. We could have kept the ball in our hands and not given up. Giving the ball back to Washington. They were moving the ball well. Our defense did a great job getting some turnovers, but they were moving the ball well. We didn't want to give them a shot. So we thought we missed an opportunity there. Thankfully we got another opportunity with enough time on the clock to go win the game, and we stepped up in that situation and made up for the missed opportunity.
There were a couple plays where maybe early on you and Victor weren't quite on the same page. I mean, is that just something you guys talked through the course of the game, or?
I just missed them. I missed them down the red zone on one, just a bad throw. Tried to look at it, see if my feet weren't set. I think I just threw a bad pass, and you hate to throw a bad pass in that situation when you got a touchdown. So that's on me. But I think besides that, I think he played well, did some really good things, and there's a couple plays that I left out in the field that I didn't make that I need to make.
Do you build like a certain amount of trust in Cruz or a certain receiver to throw that pass without even really looking, expecting him to make that read, or is that something you expect from every wide receiver?
No, that's something you expect. That's why you practice. That's why you go over. That's part of the route. It's not an adjustment. It's not him doing his thing. That's the route. That's what what the route called for is to run that, and so you expect those guys to do those things, and he does it. He does it correctly most times.